This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 96 for Friday, October 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were steady to higher Friday, although activity was choppy as the market saw some consolidation ahead of the weekend. Canola was 30 cents to $2 higher, November up 30 cents at $927.60 per ton. Early gains in the Chicago soy complex had provided underlying support, but soy, oil, and beans retreated to post losses as the day progressed. Strength in the Canadian dollar was also bearish as the currency climbed well above 80 cents. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for Thanksgiving. U.S. markets will close their or will trade their usual hours, but some U.S. government offices will be closed for Columbus Day. In the U.S., soybeans and corn futures were lower while wheat ended mixed. November soybeans down 4 cents at $12.42 per bushel. Beans had moved higher in early activity, but any buying interest faded as soy oil retreated from its own advances. Positioning ahead of next Tuesday's monthly USDA supply-demand report accounted for some of the activity, with average trade guesses calling for increases in both world and U.S. ending stocks. Brazil's agriculture ministry released preliminary estimates on their next crop today, calling for a 2.5% increase in seeded area on the year and total production of 140.8 million tons. That would be up from the upwardly revised 137.3 million ton old crop and compares with the USDA's own current guess of 144 million. Seasonal harvest pressure added to the declines. Corn, it lacked any clear direction, but the bias was lower at the close, down 3 cents at $5.30 per bushel. Opinions are mixed ahead of next week's report, with some traders calling for an increase in global corn ending stocks and others for a decrease from earlier estimates. Seeded area for Brazil's first corn crop is also expected to be up on the year, with production at 116.3 million tons. That'd be well above the old crop production of 87 million tons. Wheat, it is mixed. Minneapolis up 2 cents in the December contract at $9.44 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in December at $7.37 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's down 7 cents in December at $7.34. Ukrainian farmers are nearly half finished seeding their winter wheat crop, while seeding in Europe is also underway. Favorable weather and good prices are expected to lead to steady to larger crops in the continent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 8th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.